Absolutely. We lived here in the 70s, and I remember one night my dad packed us in the car, took us down to the studios at WRC, and we watched a news broadcast, and one of the anchors was this guy, Jim Vance. And even then, as a kid, I was like, this guy is really good and cool. Jim had that cool as well as the professional that made everyone, you know, every segment of the population. You might not like him. Politicians certainly didn't, because he'd call them out, but they'd take that criticism because he had that thing where he connected. He reached right through the television screen and gotcha. And he didn't have to try. I think that's the thing. And you heard Tom Sherwood earlier talk about some people force it. They try too hard. He just had it. He had that connection. He had the dedication and the passion of a great journalist, but he also had that chemistry that made people listen to him and really hang on his words, whether he was doing opinion pieces or whether he was doing the straight reporting.
I want you to touch a bit more on the diverse population we have here in Washington, D.C. He was able to connect to all segments of the population, wasn't he?
That's right. He came here, and it's hard to help people understand how different things were. He came here in 1969. The riots in D.C. had ripped the city apart. In the 70s, he was a voice who we hadn't previously heard from in broadcasting. People forget that African-American anchors were not common in those days. So here he comes, and he really did, from that point through the tensions of the Berry trial, help people bridge the gap, see the different sides of this very, very diverse city. And I just can't overemphasize that impact.